Voyager, black holes, and a cave sealed for 5 million years. Voyager 2 is 48 years old, operating in interstellar space more than 12 billion miles from Earth, and NASA has extended its operational life by another year through a decision that captures the mission's extraordinary character. Engineers redirected power from a voltage regulator safety mechanism to the science instruments, accepting a small electrical risk to preserve data collection. They are working with 1970s hardware, an 18-hour communication round trip, and institutional knowledge that is itself aging out of availability as original engineers die. The spacecraft was designed for a 5-year primary mission. The Sloan Digital Sky Survey produced an all-sky map of 500,000 supermassive black holes this week, a demonstration of what systematic data collection at scale yields. Individual black holes are notoriously difficult to observe directly. 500,000 of them, mapped using quasar signatures and spectroscopic redshifts, creates a three-dimensional structure of the universe at the largest scales currently probable. The distribution of black holes tracing the underlying web of dark matter filaments that gives the cosmos its large-scale architecture. Workers drilling in Romania accidentally breached a cave system sealed for 5.5 million years, longer than the genus Homo has existed, and found a living ecosystem inside. Not fossils, living organisms including bacteria and invertebrates that had evolved in complete isolation from the surface biosphere, running entirely on chemical energy from hydrogen sulfide in the groundwater with no connection to photosynthesis. The cave system, Mobile Cave, was first discovered in 1986 and had already challenged assumptions about photosynthesis as a near-universal prerequisite for complex ecosystems. Each additional example of a self-sustaining chemosynthetic ecosystem in total darkness strengthens the case for life in subsurface oceans on Europa and Enceladus. A study covered by Science Alert proposes that molecular evidence suggests two separate abiogenesis events on Earth. Two independent origins of life from non-living chemistry, with one lineage eventually outcompeting or merging with the other. This remains a hypothesis based on statistical anomalies in the genetic code rather than consensus science, but the methodology is generating serious peer discussion. On the applied science side, DeepMind's WeatherNext model reportedly improves 72-hour cyclone track forecasts to accuracy levels that previously required 120-hour lead time, effectively adding 2 days of warning before a storm makes landfall, a capability improvement that translates directly into evacuation outcomes at population scale.